WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tigers finally got to play at home for the first time last night out at Tiger Stadium, but dropped a 42-6 decision to the Hopkinsville Tigers. Good morning, everyone. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback coming to you live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Tiger head coach Will Barnes is with us. Coach Jeff Riley also here with us on the show this morning. Will, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, make it a little bit easier on everybody able to be here this morning.
Well, a tough loss last night, but I thought you came out with a better effort to start the game last night.
Yeah, you know, with the being the third game, you know, Hopkinsville was the best team we've played and, you know, came out and they had a good drive, hit a couple big plays early, and then, you know, we were able to respond and come back and get, you know, have a really nice drive of our own to get it to 8-6, and then, you know, we had good effort, just, you know, we're having to get some guys in there that haven't played a ton, and you know, it kind of got away from us there really in the third quarter. In the second quarter, I felt like we were still hanging around and just couldn't make enough explosive plays in that second quarter to kind of give us an opportunity to put the ball in the end zone.
Feel like getting to play at home was a kind of a boost for your team because you guys really hadn't seen Tiger Stadium yet.
Yeah, I do think our kids were excited to play at home, and we had a little bit better energy, you know, pregame and into the first quarter. So, yeah, you know, we've been on the road and on the bus. We're experts at getting on the bus and going places.
Jeff, I know you were glad to get that home game because you get to get the field ready.
Yeah. Well, I had a small part in that last night. I think the Board of Education staff took a great deal of time to try to get it ready and protect the track as it's still being renovated. So, you know, it's a little bit different routine on the home, but me and O'Earl get on the gator and have a pretty good time setting stuff up.
Well, and we get another home game next week with Crittenden County coming in, and you finally get a school that's not, you know, twice your size.
Yeah, and, you know, but a really good football team, and Coach Courtney does a great job over there. It's kind of continued what Coach Starnes got rolling, and, you know, it'll be a really tough test for us.
I thought the tough early season schedule last year really helped you guys. This year, though, it almost seemed like it had, you know, kind of a negative effect just because you were on the road so much. And I think this team being young and having some inexperienced guys maybe needed that home crowd to be behind it at some point.
Yeah, and it's just kind of been a snowball effect of things from, you know, I think being on the road for four straight weeks is part of it, being a little young and inexperienced is part of it, and then you know, the injury situation, you know, every week we're getting somebody different banged up, and you know, it's tough. Usually you play the third game, you feel like you've got some continuity and you've kind of figured out who you are. You know, we've played three games and two scrimmages and haven't had everybody out there at once. So, you know, that's difficult to play and to, like, a, you know, kind of get a feel for what our team's going to look like.
Game got off to a bit of a weird start last night with the opening kickoff. Hopkinsville signaled a fair catch. The whistles blew. Unfortunately, they dropped the ball, and it was on the field, and I'm not even sure who came up with it, but how did the officials explain that to you?
So I didn't hear their whistle, but, you know, somebody, I guess it was Coach Stounds or Josh or somebody said, hey, I think it was inadvertent whistle, and or heard an early whistle, and I asked, and they said, no, there wasn't one. But I watched it. It was kind of weird. You're right, it was a weird play because he fair caught it. You know, he obviously dropped it, and then I'm not sure who it was, but they just stopped.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got the ball there, and that – it was kind of a weird start to the game.
Well, and that could have been a big play right off the bat for you guys.
Yeah, you know, when you see that ball hit the ground and it's kind of nobody's on it immediately, you get your hopes up. And, you know, we were able to do that last week. And, yeah, if you can get that at home and build some momentum early, obviously that would have been a great play.
Early in the game, you guys were able to find some success on the ground and actually got a 2-yard touchdown run from Jameis Carnahan to get to within 8-6 there late in the first quarter.
Yeah, and that was a long drive set up by, you know, we hit Xavier on a screen. He made a nice play, made a guy miss, and got us down there. And then I feel like our offensive line, you know, kind of really took it personal and really got off the ball well, got some movement, and you know, we were running basically the same play every single time once we got down there inside the 10 and ran it 4 straight times and finally punched it in. And that was a good start and something we've got to build on and going forward, because you know, like I said, that was the defensively and really just in general the best team we've played out of the 3 games, and to move the ball like that shows that we can be a good offense.
I think you guys were 2 of 3 on fourth down last night, and I think the one failed attempt was a punt situation that got away from you.
Yeah, and you know, so that's obviously good, and you know, kind of like we talked about last night, we were, especially early in the game, we're in pretty good down and distance situations where you can convert those things. I think in the third quarter, we kind of got back into third and longs, and you know, when that's just a really tough deal to be in, especially, you know, with the type of defense they have in passing situations, and they know it's coming, it's very difficult.
Just kind of a building process, though, as you guys kind of continue, because it seemed like last week over at Madisonville, we had drop passes, and then we had some penalties that backed us up. Last night, I don't really remember any passes we dropped, and just 4 penalties for 35 yards, so you never really got behind the sticks last night.
Yeah, no, and you're right, and that's showing a little bit of progress. I think we got a penalty down there, maybe on the touchdown drive, but Luke was able to make a really nice run to kind of get that yardage back and get us to I think it was a 3rd and 4 or 5 on that, you know, to kind of get us in a better situation. And so, yeah, and the passing stats aren't there, and we're not efficient at all, but you know, it didn't have as many drop balls. And, you know, when you Xavier went out early, obviously he's a big part of the passing game, and, you know, kind of lost that aspect of our offense when he went out.
Well, you guys have kind of struggled in the injury area. Demarius Thompson, your quarterback or your running back, has, I think, got a broken leg, so I'm not sure how long he's out. And then Xavier went out, and I think he had just made a really big hit on defense before that play. And, of course, I said on the sideline, he must have hit that guy too hard because he ended up on the sideline.
Yeah, I think that may have been when it happened. Kind of, it was a back issue, and, you know, was able to keep playing. And, you know, if you've watched Xavier play basketball, you know he's tough, plays hard, and, you know, he was in some pain there. And, you know, that – I hate that for him, because he started the game. This is his best game he's played, and really, you know, he's put in a lot of hard work and done a good job, and wanted to see him continue to get better, and he was on track to have a really big night, and just unfortunate.
Jeff, I thought the offensive line got off to a pretty good start last night, and that's a Hopkinsville team that's pretty big and pretty quick.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a couple times that I was, you know, really pleased. We had a pretty good long run there in the third quarter that I thought we blocked up pretty well. I think we still missed some things. There's some guys we kind of let get through us, and, you know, didn't maintain blocks like we want to consistently. But I think we did make some progress. We made progress in effort. I think the kids were, you know, kind of ready to go and go play a little bit and, you know, learning what it means to be physical and maintain blocks and, you know, try to get moving towards getting a varsity win.
Yeah, Will, you guys always talk about receivers blocking down the field. And I remember one long run that Jameis Carnahan had last night, and it felt like Eli Stevens was on some guy for about 5 seconds down there.
Yeah, and that's 2 weeks in a row. Eli's had an unbelievable block on the edge. And if you look at Eli, you know, Eli's, I don't know, 5'8", 130, 140 pounds. And he just does what you coach him to do. He keeps his feet moving, keeps his hands moving, and does a great job. And, you know, really, I told him this week. I was watching film with Luke last weekend, and Luke goes, gosh, who was that offensive lineman that made that block on that? It was Kenyon Richardson run. And I was like, that wasn't the offensive lineman. That was Eli. And you know, that's what happens when you use good technique and just a great effort, and says a lot about him, because receiver blocking is all about technique and effort and, you know, being a team guy, and that's what Eli is.
Yeah, because that's a non-stat play, you know, that you're not in the stat sheet any place. It doesn't say great block, and if you score, it doesn't, you don't get part of that, but that's a good team play.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, like these offensive linemen, you know, they don't have any stats, and but, you know, like the long Jameis run you're talking about, blocked it up about as good as you can ask, and up front, and then, you know, Eli getting that block on the edge, that's how you start to get big plays. And you know, we've got to have more of that type of stuff, and really proud of Eli and what he's done, not just on offense, playing a lot of time on defense and doing a really good job there too.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Caldwell County Head Coach Will Barnes is with us. Jeff Riley also here with us this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll continue with more from the Biscuit Barn right after this here on 1580
103.3 WPKY. I'm Clay Farless, and I'm a lender at Farmers Bank. From diapers to daycare to groceries, we are constantly looking for ways to save money at my house. We recently refinanced and saved more than a full percent on our interest rate on a loan that was just over a year old. Rates are near all-time lows, so whether you're refinancing or buying, now's the time to apply online at yournxtbank.com. Farmers Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its. You can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home, or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? Okay, let's be honest. You just want to get into some kind of shape? Then now's the time to get to Trilogy Performance Sports and take advantage of their $100 monthly family plan. This offer allows every member of the family living in the house to use the facilities at Trilogy as well as join the classes. What a deal! Don't wait. Get in shape. This offer is only for the month of September, so start exercising now and run to Trilogy Performance Sports to sign up. For more information, go to TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cadiz. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
Kick off your fall with Labor Day savings at Lowe's. Save $50 on a Lowe's exclusive Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill, just $2.99. Plus, get 3 1-cubic-foot bags of Stay Green Garden Soil for just $10. Stay Green provides time-released nutrients based on the amount of moisture in the soil, so plants get what they need when they need it. Shop Labor Day savings now at Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/7 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
It's all at your fingertips now at WPKYonline.com. Local video, local news, local sports, local weather information, and of course, contests. Plus, you can listen to us on your smart device. Just click the Listen Now button. We've made it easier to find your favorite information. WPKYonline.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Kiowa County with a home game last night, dropping that decision 42-6 to Hopkinsville. Kiowa County back at home next week against Crittenden County. We're joined by Tiger head coach Will Barnes and coach Jeff Riley with us today from the Biscuit Barn. And Will, you mentioned there a little bit about Luke Parker making a key play with his feet in the first quarter on that scoring drive. And, you know, Luke is a kid that can make some plays with his feet.
Yeah, Luke is really athletic and, is playing in the secondary and played a lot of football last year at receiver. So, he's really athletic and, doing a good job at quarterback and is getting better. Those runs are decisions, he's making and he's reading the guy and making the right read. And those are two huge plays to offensively and, got to get him involved a little bit more offensively and continue to develop the passing game. He's doing a good job. The numbers don't look great, but I'm just telling you he's a good player and has done a really good job and is only going to get better. And really proud of the work he's put into.
Well, those quarterback draws, is that something he sees or is that something that you see from the sideline?
It's we've got, he can throw it or run it, and it's just kind of based on, what kind of look we get defensively. And like I said, he's making that decision on the fly, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Luke's one of those kids, though, that if you had him at receiver, he'd be one of your best receivers, too.
Yeah, yeah, and we kind of talked about that last night. If you had him out at receiver, he did a good job last year in going down and making plays and blocking and doing those types of things, and just a really tough player. And I can't say enough good things about what he's done and what he's going to be. The next couple of years are going to be fun with him.
What were some other positives that you guys maybe talked about after the game last night?
Landon Davis is a kid that's played inside linebacker as a freshman and sophomore, and we were without Gus Fox last night, and so we were kind of figuring out, shuffling some things around, and just talked to Landon and said, hey, what do you think about moving to outside? And Landon said, hey, if that's what I need to do that's what's best for the team, then that's what I want to do. And he's a kid that played incredibly hard last night and is picking up a leadership role as well this year, and done a great job. He's had a little bit of an injury and was banged up early, but it's good to get him back. He's a really good player, and he made a difference defensively, on the edge last night.
You guys have anybody that's not banged up a little bit? It seems like talk more about who's not getting to play than who's out there.
Yeah, it's some of it's just, kind of the deal of playing and playing both ways but some of it, I guess we just, you have some of those years where it's like, every time you go out to practice or play, you've got somebody getting hurt.
Well, I think it comes back to the schedule a little bit too. In the past, it seems like we had more depth. And so when you go play a big school, which has a lot of depth, you can kind of hang with them. But if you get a year where your depth is kind of limited a little bit, well, then you look and you're playing Owensboro and Christian County and Madisonville and Hopkinsville, and those teams just kind of wear on you.
Yeah, and I think you've seen that, especially the last couple of weeks, that are late in the second, early in the third quarter, where games have just kind of gotten away from us. And, you know, I think as a, you know, as looking at what we're doing A to Z, you know, maybe we need to kind of look at how we're practicing and maybe lighten the load a little bit so we are a little bit more fresh on Fridays.
To me, though, the big test for that early season tough schedule is this week, because you get Crittenden County coming up, and, you know, you're actually a little bigger school than Crittenden County. I think both teams are kind of off to the same kind of start this season, and Crittenden County's probably banged up a little bit too right now. But, you know, if you come out and play well and beat Crittenden County, then those tough early season games were worth it because they helped you get to that point.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that last night, not necessarily after this week, but you know, at the end of the year, if we can look back and say, hey, you know, we started off rough and we were 0-3, but we learned a lot about our team and got some valuable experience. And if we're playing really good football at the end of the year, it will be worth it. So that's what we hope, and that's what we're working for.
Yeah, Jeff, what were kind of your thoughts last night on the defense and how they played?
Well, we didn't play very well defensively, I didn't think. There were a couple bright spots. Talked about Xavier's big play and coming up and making the hit, and we had a couple tackles for loss, I thought. I thought there was effort was there. I thought we got out-athleted at times, and sometimes, you know, they found a hole and hit us with the big play. So, you know, those things you shore up, you look at the numbers, and the numbers don't reflect what you want defensively. But I think you go back to the film and kind of like what we've talked about, you find the positive things and try to show them an execution here and there will help the defense get better. And, you know, hopefully they'll buy in, and we've, you know, got to do a better job of tackling, getting off blocks, the same stuff that we've just got to continue to work on fundamentally. And I think, you know, as it comes along and the, you know, you kind of get more equal talent wise, hopefully we'll see some progress there.
I was going to say, when you play Hopkinsville, it's tough to ever match up athletically.
Yeah, I don't know that we've, in the last few years, we've really had a tough when you have, you know, there are two or three kids that have a lot of speed and you don't have a lot of speed. It is tough to kind of find a positive matchup. But I thought our kids battled. I mean, I didn't ever sense, you know, when the varsity kids were in and they were playing that they had stopped playing. I kind of thought maybe there were times at Madisonville they did. So from that aspect, I think they played hard. I think they played the whole game as hard as they could. And, you know, we're just going to have to kind of build on that and moving forward and kind of see what Crittenden County has and try to get better for next week.
It can get frustrating, though, if you're a player, because you make a play in the backfield and you make a big stop in the run game and you get them in third and long and then they complete a big pass and they've got a first down. And, you know, that you made a couple of good plays, but you didn't get off the field.
Yeah, you do have to get off the field defensively, that's for sure. And that's something we've definitely got to get better at, keep giving the offense the ball and letting those guys kind of do their thing some. And, you know, I say those guys, it's the same guys, just the other side of the ball. But, you know, that's just part of being a good defensive football team. And right now we're not very good defensively, and we're just going to have to work on the things we have to do to get better.
Well, we thought last night would be the last time we saw Hopkinsville, but Will, the Christian County Schools announced yesterday afternoon that they're actually going to push all that back a year now, at least 1 year. So I guess we'll still see Hoptown again next year.
Well, you know, we'll have to kind of see how that goes. The thing, you know, and I know in the grand scheme of things, this is a very small thing, but with the, you know, we're getting ready to get into a 2-year scheduling cycle. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a tricky deal if you play them because of, you know, in that second year, you know, you're going to have two teams go to one team. And so you would have a hole there in that second year of the contract. So we'll have to, you know, they'll have to kind of figure out how they're going to approach that on their end. And then we'll kind of go from there.
That's going to be an interesting situation, though, because you've also got realignment coming up before then. If you're the KHSAA, what do you do with the Christian County, Hopkinsville separate and then new school situation?
Yeah, that, you know, I think they've had some other cases where they've had to, you know, look at that and, Yeah, and so at least there's a little bit of precedence there where they can kind of fall back on. But you're right, it's from a football standpoint, it'll be a little chaotic probably and a little crazy.
Well, are there some teams that you would like to schedule? Would you like to mix up things on your schedule a little bit going forward?
Obviously going into this year, we thought Hopkinsville and Christian County were going to be off the table. So, not anybody in particular. You know, I think the WKC coaches have kind of made a push to try to keep this, you know, trying to schedule within the WKC if you can, and then if not, you know, go outside. But so we'll start with the WKC teams that are not on our schedule and try to work something out there, and that's not always as easy as it sounds. You take somebody like Mayfield, they've got to play Graves. You know, that doesn't really apply to us because we already play them. But there's teams like Mayfield that have these traditional rivals, and so it's trying to get open weeks matched up against teams that you would like to play is sometimes hard.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback coming to you live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. We're on West Main, just across the street from the WPKY studios. Well, I think you could hit the WPKY studios with a football from here.
I don't know if I could anymore, but Coach Riley might be able to.
No, underhand maybe.
We need to get to a break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Quarterback right after this here on 1580 103.3
WPKY. Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
We live in one of the greatest agricultural communities in Kentucky and in the country. That comes with responsibility, especially during harvest season. Pennyrail Electric reminds you to watch for heavy farm machinery on the roads. For farmers, staying safe means surveying for overhead power lines and underground utilities when moving large or elevated equipment. And when beginning any excavation project like tiling or fence post digging. Need guidance? Call Pennyrail Electric.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
Hello, I'm Jason Redford, Community President, First Southern National Bank. When First Southern National Bank says, "We believe in you," it means we also believe certain things about you. We believe that you want to live a life of margin, where you can balance spending, saving, and giving. We believe that you want to make wise financial decisions to enable that kind of living. Because we believe in you, we are here for you every step of the way. Visit fsmb.net to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think the word has gotten around that Raider Auction Company has four amazing farm equipment auctions each year, but people still say every day.
I didn't know you buy and sell equipment every day.
Well, they do. Delbert Raider has well over 40 years experience. He's well known for his knowledge of used equipment, and he buys and sells every day. Financing available. Stop by Raider Auction Company, Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville. You don't have to wait for an auction.
Herb Hayes Furniture, always the best.
Hi, this is Leanne with Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress. This Labor Day, I want to take a moment to praise the staff at Herb Hayes Furniture, from the sales team to the office team and the people working hard in the warehouse and our delivery guys. I appreciate your hard work and dedication. And yes, we have a great Labor Day sale too. Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, where you always get the best selection, the best furniture at the best price in Hopkins.
Herb Hayes Furniture, always the best.
The WPKY News Edge is committed to keep you informed. Each weekday, they'll email you the top news and sports story of the day for free. No subscription fee. To sign up, click on the news tab at WPKYonline.com to sign up today. Sign up and receive these information updates for free to your email inbox. To sign up, click on the news tab at WPKYonline.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Caldwell County Head Coach Will Barnes is with us. Assistant Coach Jeff Riley also with us this morning on the show. The Tigers falling to Hopkinsville 42-6 last night out at Tiger Stadium in the home opener. Will, some interesting scores last night. The first one I saw was Madisonville 48, Crittenden County 21, and that game seemed like it kind of went a lot like the game we had over at Madisonville.
Yeah, I haven't got to watch it, but I'm just kind of following a couple of things on social media. You know, I think Crittenden was up 7-0. You know, we were up 7-0, and then I don't know what happened after that. So,
pretty close game at halftime, and I think Crittenden County just kind of wore down in the second half. And like I said earlier, Crittenden County is kind of in the same boat that you guys are. It seems like they have a bunch of guys banged up.
Yeah, you know, Coach Courtney is a really good coach and does a good job with their program. So, you know, he'll have those guys ready to go next week.
Another score that might have been a bit of a surprise to some people last night, Union County 33, Owensboro Catholic 29.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good ball game, and you know, Union went over there and beat them last year, and so Union's got a good team, and you know, they're going to have a good year.
Well, and you saw Owensboro Catholic in the scrimmage early to start the year. And you've got Union County coming up in a couple of weeks on the road.
Yeah, I have to go over there. You know, they probably felt like they should have beat us last year coming into the game. So that's probably one they've got circled, I'd say.
Well, am I right? None of your kids have played at Union County because we skipped it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we skipped that in 20. Is that right?
Yeah, it was the COVID year, and that was one of the dates that got canceled. I think, was that the week you guys picked up Hopkinsville on a Thursday and played them on a Saturday?
Yep, that's right.
Jeff, I guess you don't want any more scheduling like that, right? Is scheduling kind of back to normal across all the sports?
Yeah, I hope so. From a coaching standpoint, you certainly don't want to have 2 days to get ready for Hopkinsville, for sure. As we were just joking about how much that Mercer kid is going to miss playing us, but we're not going to miss playing him. So,
well, after an 8-year career at Hopkinsville, though, it's time for him to move on.
Seems like it. It does seem like.
Yeah. He's just he didn't repeat or anything. He's just been there 4 years. But gosh, it seems like it's been 8.
There's always a couple of kids, though. I mean, whatever sport, whatever team. There's always a kid somewhere, and you're like, I know that kid's been there at least 8 years.
You know,
whether he had a brother that played, or the name's similar, or he just makes so many plays against you, it seems like he's been there forever. And you know, we've seen that Mercer kid score enough touchdowns that he can go on to Miami of Ohio and play there and score some touchdowns.
We root for him now. Don't pull for him now. He's going up there.
I said last night, Hopkinsville is a fun team to watch if you're not trying to play them.
I don't know the Mercer kid really well. The times we played him, I've kind of joked around with him a little bit, but seems like a really good kid, talking to their coaches, and happy for him to go to Miami of Ohio. It's great when kids from Western Kentucky go on and play at places like that, and hope he has a great career.
Well, and probably a kid, if he was 4 inches taller and just a little bit bigger, would have gotten some big D1 offers.
Yeah, and you know, he's a legit player. People ask me, where can people play? I don't know where he fits in. I just know on Friday nights, I don't care who he's playing against, he's one of the best people out there.
Well, we were looking at the stats, and I said, I don't think they give him the ball enough. He had 4 catches last night and what, 3 runs, and totaled 176 yards.
Yeah, and really, that may be one of his more quiet games against us. Last year had a big game, and, you know, he changes the game defensively too, because you've got to know where he's at, and you're a little hesitant to attack that side of the field, because he can come downhill on a run fake, and then by the time you throw it, he can make a play in the passing game, and that's why he's going to go play college football.
Yeah, getting back to the scoreboard. close game last night in Mayfield. The Cardinals knocking off Paducah Tillman 16-14. I haven't seen anything on that game yet, but Will, that had to be a heck of a football game.
Sure it was, and Mayfield figures out ways to win those games, and
especially at home.
Yeah, they've got a good team this year, really good defensively, and you know they'll be a handful in 2A.
But those are two teams that, you know, if they don't make the state championship game this year, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you know, Mayfield's got those aspirations every single year, and you know, Coach Morse does a good job, and they've got a great program, a lot of respect for them.
Henderson County with a big win over at Christian County last night, 43-14. Henderson County has improved, and you know, I think that's a program in the right direction. They just, unfortunately, they play in 6A, and you're kind of blocked by some of the private schools once you get to the playoffs in that class.
Yeah, and that's a really competitive district there with, you know, you've got Apollo and Davis County and then McCracken County and Marshall, and, you know, Coach Boston's over there at Henderson and does a really good job. Jay Burgett's over there that was at Madisonville, and, you know, they're really well coached, and, you know, good, they're great guys, and so, you know, I knew it was just a matter of time before they were rolling.
Hasn't been that long since we had Henderson County on the schedule, and we're able to beat them four straight years, and I thought a couple of times that maybe talent-wise they were a little better.
Yeah, and you know, we had some good teams those years, and you know, we're able to go over there twice. You know, whenever we were at Davis County, you know, nobody went over to Henderson and won hardly, and you know, we were able to do that a couple of times, and you know, beat them here as well. So yeah, those are always good wins, good physical wins, and you know, we always played them right before Paducah Tillman, which was a, you know, a big district game. So you know, that's kind of goes back to the whole scheduling thing, and what the philosophy, you know, really that Dad had was, you know, playing good people throughout the year, and to get you ready for those district games.
Well, as we've talked last night and before, 0-3, but that doesn't make a season. You've got seven games left and then the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, obviously we hope it doesn't make our season, and you know, that's, it's our job to show the kids, you know, yes, we're 0-3, we've made a lot of mistakes, but that doesn't mean we're a bad football team. That doesn't mean we're going to be 0-10. If we use it and improve and take it the right way, you know, we can be a good team and have a year that we're proud of.
A big score from Thursday night. Trigg County knocked off Murray 35-34, stopping a two-point try late to pick up the win there. Trigg's first win over Murray since 2008, and Trigg looks like a program headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I think, you know, playing in the last couple of years, that they've been a little young, and Coach Ezell's over there at Trigg does a really good job, and he's another great guy in this end of the state that's a coach, and just felt like this was probably their year where you were going to start to see a lot of improvement, and obviously they've got a really good team.
And everybody thinks Murray will be there at the end of the year too.
Yeah, and you know, with the way they're getting some new guys in, got a new quarterback, and lost a couple guys off that team last year, so I'm sure they're still trying to find their way a little bit. But you know, they'll be a handful when district play rolls around too.
Yeah, both of those teams still coming up for you guys. Is it a little easier to prepare for a team like Trigg that kind of runs a system offense like you guys, or easier to maybe get ready for a Murray team that runs the ball a lot?
I won't say it's easier to get ready for Trigg, but we're definitely more familiar with it, which makes it a little bit easier to at least simulate the looks in practice. You know, we can't simulate the speed and the athleticism, but our kids at least know, hey, you know, a little bit about how to run the offense. You know, with Murray's offense, it's completely foreign to these kids, and it's really hard to simulate in practice.
Texas. Another score from last night, Hopkins Central beat Muhlenberg County 36-13. That's a couple of schools that are relatively close that maybe could end up on the schedule at some point in the future.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. I agree.
So you're going to try to work on that?
We'll see. Those are always fun conversations to have.
Well, I bet it is a headache trying to put all those things together, and you're trying to balance a schedule with five home dates and five road games, and usually it works out, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, we've tried to get people on the schedule the last cycle, and it just couldn't. You know, that would be good games for everybody involved, and just trying to get it to match up isn't always that just doesn't always work out.
Well, and that's been a case with Hopkins County Central and Muhlenberg County, a couple of programs that have been down a little bit, and you guys have had so much success the last decade that maybe those teams look at that as a tough game for them to try to schedule. But for Hopkins County Central, you know, that's a district game for virtually every other sport at Caldwell County. So it almost makes sense that they would be on there at some point.
Yeah, kind of like adding the Madisonville game, it made sense. So we'll see, you know, how the whole Christian County Hoptown thing shakes out, and then go from there.
Do we know a timetable yet as far as the realignment is going? Because it seems like the last time we had to realign everything that we already had a draft alignment by this point and could kind of see about where everybody was going to be. But I think COVID kind of messed up the attendance numbers or the school numbers, and so they're still kind of waiting to see how they're going to place everybody.
November, is that right?
Yeah, they're going to wait until the schools get their second month attendance report, which is a big deal on your attendance overall. So after the September attendance report comes out from the State Education Association, the Athletic Association will late October, early November, get that report and use it for a rough draft for the classification alignment. So for you know, football, cross country, track, I think those are the classified KHSAA sports. So we should have something towards the end of the season, kind of a draft alignment, and then it'll go through the draft process, and then, you know, you'll be able to, you know, petition or do whatever, and then there'll be the final alignment should be ready the first of the year.
Seems like we're kind of stuck in Class 2A right now. For the longest time, we were one of the top schools in 2A, and then we were one of the smallest schools in 3A, but kind of feels like we're kind of in a nice spot in 2A right now.
Yeah, I think we'll stay 2A. And like you said, I think we're in a pretty good spot.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on WPKY, coming to you live this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. We need to get to another break on the show, but we'll come back and talk more with the Caldwell coaches after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Celebrate Labor Day weekend with us. You've worked hard all year and deserve some rest and savings. Visit the Big Deal Store, and all weekend long, you'll get an additional 15% off your order now through Monday. No code needed. That's up to 75% off retail. Hurry in to grab the best deals before they're gone. Shop local and save local on hundreds of great local businesses in our Big Deal Store.
Click on Loyal Listener Big Deals at WPKYonline.com.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
As a community-owned enterprise, the Princeton Electric Plant Board provides services to the people in the Princeton area. One of the services they provide is to make sure the lights are on over our fields and courts for our Caldwell County Tigers. From everyone at the Princeton Electric Plant Board, good luck to all the Caldwell County Tigers and hopes for a safe season. And a big electric roar to their Tigers, Preston Burrell and Lily Hoare.
This is going to be a blast. Friday, September 16th, Hopkinsville, it's back. Hoptown Idol. So get ready to take that shower voice and try to win $500. Make sure you check WPKYonline.com for all the details soon.
With Planters Bank, you're served up points with every swipe of your Planters check card with You Choose Rewards. You'll earn points on every credit transaction you make with your Planters Bank Visa check card. Visit PlantersBankOnline.com to learn more. You Choose Rewards on the Planters Visa check card. Reason number 15, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit H&R AgriPower, your local Kubota dealer, for a demo today.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Take a test drive at your Kubota dealer. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Start your Sunday mornings with singing. It's the Sunday Singing starting at 6 on 1580, 103.3 online at WPKYonline.com and your free app. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins.
I am Eddie Boone.
We're your host along with these rotating churches: Eighty Creek Baptist, Cedar Bluff Baptist, Lebanon Baptist, Pleasant Hill Baptist, and on the fifth Sunday, the Caldwell Lyon Baptist Association. It's the Sunday Singing every Sunday starting at 6 in the morning and repeated at noon on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Tiger head coach Will Barnes with us. Caldwell assistant coach Jeff Riley also with us on the show today. Caldwell County falling to Hopkinsville 42-6 last night out at Tiger Stadium. Get to play at home again next week, though. Crittenden County is coming to town. Will, what do you know about the Rockets?
Not a ton off of this year, just kind of what they've had last year. I know Preston Morganson's back, is a really good player. Case Gobin's back, gave us some fits last year on the defensive line, and they've got some of those guys back that played a really good ball game against us last year, and we were fortunate enough to come out with a win. So obviously we're pretty familiar with their scheme, just playing them year in and year out. So, and they're familiar with our schemes on both sides of the ball as well. So, and Coach Courtney does a good job, and then they'll be ready to go. And we've got to play better than we played all year to have a chance to win.
A big rivalry game, though, to come up at Tiger Stadium, and especially for Crittenden County. I know Rocket fans kind of look at this game the way Caldwell County fans have always looked at that Mayfield game.
Yeah, and it's a big deal for our kids too, because they play junior pro together. A lot of them are run around and hang out and are friends. So it's a big game for our kids as well.
I know, reading the story last night of their loss to Madisonville North Hopkins, that was 48-21. Crittenden County had several kids go out in the second half with different injuries, and it was almost like looking at one of our game recaps where people are going out with injuries.
Yeah, you hate to see that, and some of that stuff happens, and some years, like we said earlier, just for whatever reason, you just can't get away from it, and hopefully everybody gets healthy and we can play a good ball game next Friday night.
We talk about playing a tough early season schedule. Feels like Crittenden County kind of toughened their schedule up a little bit this year, especially early, by adding Murray the first week and then Madisonville last night.
Yeah, and I don't know if Coach Courtney gets enough credit for that, because he could very easily not do that, and where they could be 9-1, 8-2, but he's played really good people, and I think that's good for their program, and like I said, I've got a lot of respect for him. Played against him a lot, and was a really good player, and really, to me, is one of the most underrated coaches in this end of the state, and just does a really good job.
Offensively, what can we kind of expect from them this year?
I haven't seen them this year, but they've typically been very similar to us. So we'll kind of get a peek at that today and tomorrow, and then get a plan ready for next week. But that's kind of what I anticipate. But, you know, I've looked at their stats and stuff, and it, to me it kind of looks like they're very similar. But we'll get a look at it this weekend and make a plan.
Jeff, you've seen that rivalry from both sides.
I have. And it's a big game. It's a big game for the Rockets. And they, you know, when I was there as a player, it was a big game because of the, you know, anytime you play someone that you know, you know, you want to do well and you want to win, you know, bragging rights and all those things. And it's a big deal for our kids because, you know, they, like Coach Barnes said, they know each other and they talk to each other. And, you know, sometimes it's friendly banter and sometimes it's not. And, you know, there's some, you know, social media things and that stuff that goes on with kids. And, you know, so it's going to be one of those things where you shouldn't have to find a lot of motivation to play. It ought to be there. So hopefully the kids will take that this week and, you know, really kind of want to come out and perform well at home versus Crittenden County and, you know, maybe, you know, kind of prove themselves a little bit this week that maybe they're better than what we've shown on the field before and, you know, hopefully come out with the win versus Crittenden.
Good crowd last night out at Tiger Stadium for that game. Loud crowd. I think we'll see even more people there for that Crittenden County game.
Yeah, it was a great crowd. A lot of energy. You know, had a pretty good little student section there that you know, our kids are really appreciate. And yeah, it was a great crowd.
Got some former Tigers in action today on the college level.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I'm glad we do this part every week, and it's great that we've got guys that are still playing on Saturdays.
Tripp Branch is at center. They're playing at Hanover in Indiana today. That's a 1:30 Eastern time start, so I think Tripp's going to see quite a bit of action for center this year.
Yeah, his dad sent me a message, I guess it was this week or last week, and said, you know, he's splitting time, I think, with the ones, so if you've seen Tripp, you know, his body's had a big time transformation, and
he's not the skinny little kid that used to play receiver for us.
Yeah,
right?
He is. He's a grown man and looks like a college football player. And you know, I hope he has a great year.
Kentucky Wesleyan going to Northwood in Midland, Michigan. That's a noon start, and you've got a couple of former Tigers at Wesleyan.
Yeah, and those guys got to come over to Madisonville. It's a little bit easier of a drive to get to Madisonville from Owensboro, so they came to the game last weekend and got to talk with Angel and Blake, and I think they're both doing good. And, you know, if you know Blake, you know, I asked Blake how he's doing. He said, well, I think I'm going to be the punter. He said, but, you know, I'm better than the kicker, too. I should be kicking. So glad he's going to punt today, and, you know, obviously really talented and happy for those guys.
Big win for the University of Tennessee the other night. They started on Thursday, and, of course, Trell Riley is on the Volunteers.
Yeah, and you know, seen some pictures on social media the last month or so, and, you know, Trell's done a great job, and it hasn't been an easy road for him in college, and really, really proud of him just staying after it, and always has been really talented and just had some unfortunate bumps in the road at Tennessee, and hopefully, you know, he'll get some time.
I think he's just listed as a sophomore, right? So he's still got.
Yeah, it's crazy with you know, COVID and red shirts and to kind of keep up with, you know, where they're at eligibility wise. But you know, that's great, and going to school at Tennessee is awesome, and really proud of Trell.
And the big game tonight at the University of Kentucky hosting Miami of Ohio, and Miami doesn't have, you know, Mercer yet, but they will have next year.
Yeah, you know, if he goes and gives somebody headaches next, you know, in the next 4 or 5 years, I'll feel a lot better about it.
How do you feel about the Cats this season? Are the 11-1 predictions valid?
I think the margin of 7-5 to 10-2, 11-1 type of team is pretty slim, and but I'm excited to watch them tonight, and really excited to watch them on offense and see what they look like offensively. So, you know, I hope they do well. They've done a great job there, and their offensive line coach has been a good friend to us, and so wish them well.
A couple of other interesting matchups tonight. Murray State is at Texas Tech, and then Western Kentucky plays at Hawaii.
I saw that. Dee's probably mad that he didn't get that Hawaii trip.
Just needed to stick around one more year, but I swear I think he was at Western 6 or 7 years.
He probably could have stuck around another year if he wanted to.
But, there used to be an NCAA rule that said if you go to Hawaii and play, you got an extra game that year. That's how Brigham Young went 14-0 one year. But I think they did away with that. So you don't get the extra game anymore. You just get, a lousy trip to Hawaii.
And that'll be rewarding itself. Go out there. But spend an extra day or something. Find somebody to pay for your room.
I do want to wish Murray good luck this year. Coach Hood does a great job of reaching out to the schools and this end of the state and making us feel welcome, and he's done a great job and has Murray on the right track, and really want to wish them luck this year.
Well, his job difficulty definitely jumped up when they announced they were going to the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and feels weird still talking about Murray State not being in the OVC. Of course, football gets one more year of the OVC before they make the jump up, but that Missouri Valley Football Conference is just loaded.
Yeah, and I listened to Coach Hood talk about it. I think it's something that they're excited about, and they realize it is a challenge. But, I think they feel like it's something that can help them in recruiting. And, if anybody can do it, if you look up Dean Hood and his track record, he'll do a good job and have him on the right track.
And in the interest of fair time, Louisville is at Syracuse. All right, so
I don't have a whole lot to add.
Well, Jeff, before we get out of here, I do want to ask you how our facilities improvements are going. I think a lot of people got to see part of the construction on the new track last night.
Yeah, I think hopefully, fingers crossed, and good Lord willing, that this time next week they'll be wrapped up. I hope that's the goal anyway. I know talking to the high school administration and the guys at the board office that, we're kind of hopefully on the downhill side of it. I think the gym floor is just a matter of getting looked at and make sure everything's okay before they let the kids get on it. It'll be a few days before we can host anything because of the weight of the bleachers and the way the floor finish has to, harden up and stuff. But I've been told tentatively we may be able to get in there sometime next week, and then hopefully that'll lead to the Lady Tigers hosting a volleyball game in there in the near future. I know they're excited to get back up there, and the track's looking good. I think a lot of people got to see that last night. We did, the board guys come up, set it up so we could kind of protect it and keep people off of it. And I think they've got a few more layers of the rubbering to put down, and there's 4 or 5 pallets of blue.
I was going to say the top of it. The top's going to be blue at some point.
Yes. I think if you look at the field house and you look down at the field house where the buses park, there's a few pallets of blue, I don't know what else to call it, pebbles that they're going to spray and adhesive on there. So excited about getting that done. Then they'll just have to come in and paint the lanes. And, I think it's gone a lot longer than what has anticipated. But I guess like everything else, you get labor issues and logistic issues, and it just pushes everything back. So hopefully, things back to normal in the next couple of weeks. But, thankful to have an opportunity to kind of christen those facilities, and it's glad that we have an administration who's looking to improve things for the kids and get things up and nice, and so looking forward to that too.
And another home game next week at the football stadium. Tiger Stadium will host Crittenden County. Will, what's the plan as far as getting ready this week and then going into that game?
With Labor Day Monday, we'll practice in the morning and knock that out and let kids have the rest of the day off, so and no JV game, and then we'll have a normal week of practice, and maybe adjust some things here and there, and to see maybe we'll be a little more fresh Friday night. That's one thing that just kind of thinking that maybe we need to look at doing, but I can tell you our coaching staff is going to fight and claw and try to find any way to get some success because our kids deserve it. So
that should be a heck of a game Friday night.
Should be. I hope it is, and hope we play well, and looking forward to it.
All right, appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
That's Tiger coaches Will Barnes and Jeff Riley. Appreciate them being on the show today. Again, last night's final score was Hopkinsville 42, Kiowa County 6. The Tigers hosting Crittenden County next Friday night at Tiger Stadium. That's going to wrap us up this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for joining us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to your sportsedge.com.
WPKY Princeton.